Radio.
This afternoon, I want to take a look at our first reading because it's quite an interesting interaction that occurs between St. Paul and this woman, Lydia. Praying at the river's edge in Philippi, Lydia probably didn't realize that she was also in the path of a second river, a stream of divine grace. Because one of the worshippers present that Sabbath, as we read, was the Apostle Paul, and the message he shared about Jesus, we noticed, dramatically changed her life that day. I think Lydia's story is a beautiful example of what conversion looks like, because conversion is a transformation with two main ingredients: grace from God and our response to that grace. Lydia certainly received an outpouring of grace that day. First, it appeared in the form of the messenger Paul. Through Paul, she heard about Jesus and the Lord opened her heart, as we read. Today we might say that she was deeply touched by the message. Well, this opening of her heart was also the work of grace. But Lydia didn't receive grace. She responded to it. She listened intently to the message, and as she felt her heart being moved, she asked to be baptized. She probably shared the experience with all of her family, because we read later in the text this morning that her whole family was baptized. This, I think, is the pattern of conversion. God gives his grace, we respond, and the result is a powerful transformation. The best part of conversion is that God wants us to continue to experience it for the rest of our lives, whether we've grown up as a cradle Catholic or whether we've experienced a dramatic conversion later in our life, from unbelief to unbounded faith. God wants this pattern of grace, response, and transformation to keep happening, because there are always areas in our lives that need a greater shift towards the direction of Jesus. What's more, ongoing conversions can happen anytime and anywhere. Often, as in Lydia's case, God opens our hearts as we are praying or as we are listening to a messenger like the scriptures or the words of a wise friend. Whenever we sense Jesus calling us to make a change in how we think or act, we can be sure he is offering us grace so that we can take his words deeper into our hearts, and not only take them deeper in our hearts, but respond to them. Lydia stepped into the river of God's grace on that Sabbath, and she let it bear her deeper and deeper into his love. May we always do the same as well. Lord Jesus, open our hearts to your words of life. Amen.
Radio.org.au